Get me? We got our boy Bobby, Liverpool fan, resident Liverpool fan. He's all in the group. He's all giving it. He's giving it all the verbal about quad and yeah, the quad. Four trophies. He's giving me the picture of R. Shavin holding up the four.
Benched, a 14 HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.
All right, people, hold on. Let me just figure out what episode this is, man. Let me try and start you guys off right, man. I think it's 148. I think you're right, you know. I think we're at 148. So that makes this 149, people. Welcome back to another episode of the Bench Podcast. Episode 149. Almost 150, you know. Almost 200, you know.
Literally.
Been at it for a minute still.
Putting in work.
Come on, man. The two-man step is here this evening. It's only two of us in the building. Myself, producer man T, we gave you a mic, man.
Bro, I'm not going to lie. I need that Haaland contract now.
This is for, what, 10 years?
Yeah, 10 years.
Jesus. Me. Lock it in.
Whatever it is.
You say, how much a week? Or you don't discuss that?
Oh, nah, you know, close to a mil, somewhere there.
A mil a week?
Yeah, like Haaland, bro, come on. Man.
Swear down, what, you got?
I need something like that.
Well, what is that base, or what's the sponsor saying? You got the hookup?
Nah, just base, isn't it?
Why not? Base? Driving a hard bargain, you know. You know what, fam, if it was Jason A2, yeah, if it was the number two, now that Eddie's gone to Arsenal, director of football, he'd be telling us, nah, we're not even trying to do that, man. We're not even trying to put up that extra 20 million for that, man. We're trying to go for the right deal and whatnot.
Literally.
Get the right person and whatnot.
Which I hear, but at the same time, it's like we kind of need players right now.
Boring, man. Needs must, bro. Needs must. Bro. You got to feed the streets. The streets are starving.
Literally, bro.
But we ain't starving for football this weekend, man. Really? Unbelievable action. During FA Cup weekend, FA Cup fourth round weekend. I think this weekend was probably better than last round. I think this fourth round is probably better than the third round.
Yeah, I'd agree.
The third round there wasn't really too much in the way of like giant killings or anything like that. There was one, two results, but this week, yeah, I think this week, like in terms of goals.
Exactly, I was gonna say that.
Goals, drama, and giant killings.
Literally.
I think we had all of the necessary ingredients that make up the essence of the FA Cup, the oldest tournament in football, by the way, just in case you ain't know.
This is why we love it, bro.
Do you understand? Should we start with the giant killing then?
Let's go.
Should we start with the bait giant killing? Get me? We got our boy Bobby, Liverpool fan, resident Liverpool fan. He's all in the group. He's all giving it. He's giving it all the verbal about quad and, yeah, the quad. Four trophies. He's giving me the picture of R. Shavin holding up the four. Are you all right?
Bro, and this is the worst thing as well. Like Plymouth are bottom, aren't they?
Bro, they're bottom of the championship.
That's crazy, bro.
Bottom of the championship, Plymouth. Currently, there's about, what's that? If there's 24 teams in the Champo, there's like 43 positions between them and Liverpool right now.
That is shocking, bro. I don't know what got into them. I can't lie.
We're talking about Liverpool potentially being the best team in England, the best team in Europe potentially right now. Still in all four competitions, still looking very healthy. In the final of the League Cup, do you know what I mean? So they were dreaming. They was out here doing, 4-4. Do you get me? They watched Chelsea go out yesterday. We'll get onto that. Mm. They've already seen Arsenal go out. Man United ain't really a threat like that. City ain't looking too much of a threat like that. Thinking, okay, doors open, you know? Oops.
Not according to Plymouth, mate.
Not according to Plymouth. And this is why the FA Cup will always be live.
Literally.
We don't get fixtures thrown together like this over the course of a weekend. Not just this game, but across the board.
Yeah.
We don't get games like this thrown together every week. Plymouth aren't expecting to host Liverpool every weekend. It's Sheffield United and Wednesday.
Bro.
Do you get me? It's Burnley. It's all it is. It's QPR, Millwall, Watford. Big team like Liverpool come in. Nobody's expecting you to win. I can't imagine what the bookmakers, I can't imagine what the bookies had Plymouth on to win as
literally
for the bets today. But do you get me? Tall order. People are just thinking, yeah, Liverpool are just going to steamroll this whole thing.
Fam, do you know what though? I think this might even end up helping them more than just getting into the next round of the FA Cup.
You think in the long run?
Yeah, I think it might just give them a little bit more confidence. You've beat Liverpool, why not? Like, who else is going to do you something in the Championship? And I know they probably would have made some changes, but at the same time, you still beat Liverpool.
Do you understand?
So, I don't know. Hopefully they push on. Was Rooney? Rooney was managing them before.
Rooney was the manager, and he got sacked earlier this season.
Damn.
So I think since Rooney, I can't remember when Rooney got sacked, but like if I look at some of the form for Plymouth last games, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I want to say 7 games, they've drawn 3, they've won 2, and they've lost 2. So they've kind of turned it back around a little bit, or breathed some new life into them, because they're still bottom of the championship, but they're not like bottom. You see how Southampton are bottom of the Prem, and they're just kind of far away, like there's a big gap. For Plymouth at the bottom, there's 2 points between them and Luton, 3 points between them and Derby, 4 points between them and Hull, 5 points between them and Portsmouth to get out of the relegation zone.
Damn, Luton's so, down there.
Yeah, bro, it's mad, you know. Luton are second bottom, bro.
Raw.
Second bottom. I got a couple of work colleagues that are like Millwall, QPR, Watford fans, so I kind of keep an eye on a championship low-key. I looked at the table, I said, raw, Luton, weren't they just here a minute ago?
Bro, I thought they were going to try at least come back.
What they doing all the way down there? What's going on?
Bro, that's crazy.
But yeah, man, I think the element of surprise really took Liverpool today.
Yeah.
Obviously, they've made all their changes and they did not even have Mo Salah on the bench. Only one they had on the bench, like first team, was Darwin Nunez. And Curtis Jones. Other than that, everyone that was playing, pretty much I want to say about 10 rotations made from the last game. I think Luis Diaz was playing in the last game. He played like 9 minutes for Tottenham, actually. So if I look at their starting lineup in the week, he actually wasn't playing. So yeah, it looks like 10 changes. The keeper, Kelleher, was still in goal. So 10 changes for Liverpool for this Plymouth away game following that game against Newcastle in the week.
And what you're saying Salah wasn't even on the bench?
Salah wasn't even on the bench. Do you understand? that kind of owes to what we're all thinking. We all looked at this game, Plymouth away, like, it's just an easy game. They're bottom of the champ. Liverpool are in cruise control. Even with making a bunch of changes, even with leaving Salah, whether or not he's out of the team, probably leaving him on the bench. And probably not even looking to even use him unless you need him for like a 10-15 minutes, in which case that's kind of embarrassing that you need Salah to beat Plymouth.
Yeah, but you still take him though, just in case. Look at him now.
I mean, listen, like I said, like I've just been building him up for about 10 minutes. Best team in England right now, best team in Europe right now, final of the League Cup, they're looking strong. Do you get me? They're all dreaming about a quad. Listen. What's a little Plymouth going to do? All in their way, like a little obstacle. Jump over that quickly.
Well, this is why we love the FA Cup, man, and this is why we love, you know, just English football in general, man. You never know, man.
Because the joint is magical. Harvey Elliott trying to do his best basketball block impression, you know. And number 9, what was his name? Ryan Hardy, Scotsman, 27, for Plymouth, on target. Scored 2 goals in the game just before, so he's in good form. He knows where the net is recently, and yeah. Capitalised with one against Liverpool today from the spot. I nearly got a second one close to the end as well. Shout out to Liverpool, man. Shout out them. I see Diogo Jota on the pitch. I see Luis Diaz on the pitch. I see even Chiesa on the pitch. I see Tsimikas. I see Gomez. Even little Quasimodo. You get me, my man?
Do you know
I'm
what?
Thinking, all right, that's a strong enough team, man. Yeah. They should be able to do the job.
Yeah.
Unfortunately not.
Nah, that sounds like a strong team, even without Salah, to be fair. But I think you always just need that insurance policy, man. Just to be like, you know what? Okay. Just come on, real talk. Just do like 10 minutes and then we'll be all right.
You got to hold that, man.
Bro,
you got to hold that.
Hole, man.
Not everybody can do it on a cold weekend in Plymouth, you know. It's tough, man. It's tough out here.
Bruv.
Do you get me? Shout out to them, man. Do you think maybe Liverpool fans will be fussed? It's embarrassing and you should hold corn for this, most definitely. But you think they'll be fussed?
I mean, if it was me, I wouldn't. I mean, it would sting me for a little bit, but I wouldn't be too fussed. I mean, we're chasing bigger things.
Because for them, yeah, they're looking to... Or I think they'd be more than happy to trade that in if it means a league or a Champions League.
Oh, yeah, 100%. That's my opinion anyway.
So, yeah, this early exit in the FA Cup, as embarrassing as it is, and it is embarrassing, and it goes down with one of them, Hold on, because I wrote down a couple of giant killings, you get me, in this FA Cup history. It goes down with the Crawley and Man United. Don't know if you don't remember that, Crawley Town. Bradford versus Chelsea, that 4-2 at the Bridge, remember that? Even Wigan versus Man City in the FA Cup final.
Okay.
Even though they were Premiership and they got relegated, that's somewhat of a giant killing for me. You get me? Jermaine Beckford. Do you remember Jermaine Beckford at Man United for Leeds 1-0?
Yeah, I remember that.
And then, you know, it kind of rolls back to Liverpool again. I like to start things as I finish them, you know. Back to Liverpool, the 1988 FA Cup final, losing 1-0 to Wimbledon. They called it a crazy gang beating the Culture Club. Do you get me? They put names on it.
Wimbledon, you know.
I said the crazy gang. Vinny and them man there. You know them man? Old school, hard men.
Proper old school, bruv.
But yeah, man, shout out to Liverpool. Look, no 4 trophies for you. Maybe a treble. Who knows, man? Good luck in it.
Yeah, listen, I mean, treble's still good.
That would be great. We'll see if you lot can do it. I don't believe you can. I think you lot will probably get one. Maybe two, but yeah, we'll see, man. We'll see.
You know, that's the one thing that was burning me about this weekend.
Mm.
Knowing that we didn't have a game.
Oh, man, don't worry. I was there live, bro.
I've been
up there twice. Do you want to talk about that quickly before we move on to the next, other FA Cup games?
Yeah, I guess I'm
bro, gonna mention I've it. Been up to Newcastle twice this year. And I haven't celebrated a goal yet. I'm 3-0 down. I'm 2 visits up. I'm 3-0 down. I've walked up a set of stairs to get to my seat in total 4 minutes, bro.
Oh, my days, bro.
Them stairs, if anyone ever goes to St. James's Park and you enter through the Leaves end, the away end, them stairs, I got my phone out. I timed it because the first time I done it, I couldn't believe it. I got to the top of the stairs. I couldn't breathe. I said, the next time I come up here, I have to get my phone out and I have to film it. 2 minutes exactly.
Bro.
Climbing upstairs. Well, come like the Stairmaster.
Is it proper steep?
Bro, come like the Stairmaster in the gym.
Bro.
2 minutes. Like, I don't know if you lot have ever just sat down with your phone off in complete silence and counted 120 seconds. It's long. Imagine climbing all that way. And I've done it twice. And I'm 3-0 down, and I haven't celebrated a goal.
Bro, to be honest with you, I didn't have much hope for the game, I can't lie. Because I was just...
I believe that Newcastle just have our number, unfortunately. I believe that we're a great team. I believe that we're better than Newcastle. I believe that Newcastle are also a really good team.
Mm.
Not as good as us, but still a good team. And I just think that they have, the way that they're set up, the personnel that they have, and the tools that they have hitting us on the break and on the counter, they just have us sussed. The last 3 games we've played in, we've lost all 3 games.
Damn, really?
Maybe 4.
Damn.
Because we lost to them 1-0 last year where the ball was out, but it weren't out. And then we've lost to them 2-0 at home this year. And we've lost to them 1-0 in the league at home this year. And then we just lost 2-0 to them in the League Cup.
Fam, we can't be losing at home though, man. That's a killer for me. I can't lie, man.
It was. But it kind of aids to my point that, you know, you just get a team that just has your number. Remember Bolton back in the day?
Yeah.
Or Stoke. Bruv. Like, we're better than these teams, but they just have our number. Leeds.
Nah, man. Ah. I hate to say it, you might be right, you know.
It's peak, man. Right. It's peak.
Bro, and I think it's always that, one of the things as well that always amazes me is just like, it feels like they just have a little bit more fight. Especially in that midfield as well.
It's something that you'd rarely say about an Arsenal team these days anyways.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Because we're not the type of team to get bullied.
Do you know what I'm saying? But when we play them, it just seems like, do you know what I'm saying?
Because we actually can get overrun in midfield. As much as we've like beefed up and everything in midfield, we can get overrun. Because we've got presence and we've got size in the midfield, but we haven't necessarily got the athleticism.
The dogs.
The only one that's really like athletic or dynamic is Rice.
Of course.
Marino is probably half speed.
Yeah.
Partey's legs are going. And Jorginho and Odegaard ain't fighting anyone.
Nah.
They're not fighting anyone. So, yeah, man. Shout out to Newcastle. They got our number, man. They done us. They done us twice, 3 times this year.
Bro.
And, yeah, they're going to be in the final. And they play Liverpool on the 16th of March. Liverpool turning around the first leg defeat to Tottenham 4-0 in the second leg. And I think it was, you know, I think that was just what everybody predicted, innit?
Bro, all I'm saying is, can I just say as well about that game? I hope they beat Liverpool, man.
Newcastle.
Yeah, they were really, really, you know, they wanted us to stay humble so bad. That's calm. All right.
Fam.
All right.
You lot better win then.
Yeah.
You say what? They was inserting themselves into the A and B convo.
Bro, show me. Show me. Are you humble? You're humble, yeah? All right, cool.
I hear it.
Don't catch four. Because I'll be here for it.
I was telling all the Newcastle fans while I was out there, yeah, because obviously for that game, I booked a hotel for the night because I weren't trying to come back same day and go work. I booked 2 days off work and I was like, all right, cool. Win or lose, I was out there with my boy, shout out Jay, shout out James and his pops as well. Mm. I was like, win or lose, I'm outside. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So... whilst I was out in various pubs and at various spots having a couple beverages and drowning my sorrows and whatnot, I was saying to some of these Newcastle fans that were bantering, I was like, listen, I'm not going to lie, I want you lot to win. If we don't win the whole thing, then I want you lot to win. Because I don't want Liverpool or Tottenham winning this trophy. So I want you lot to win. And yeah, you lot for the online trolls and whatnot, all the humble lot and Anthony Gordon and them, man. Yeah, you better win.
That's exactly what I was going to say, bro. That's
then
why
we got something to say, innit?
Bro, after that, I don't want them to win. I'm not going to lie. I'm petty, bro. I'm petty. I'm petty just like Arsenal, bro. I'm not going to lie to you.
I hear it.
Yeah, good luck to them, innit? Good
luck to them. Man are policing celebrations and enforcing new rules based on what we do.
Bro.
When everybody else has been doing... Let me not even do that because, man, oh, these Arsenal fans crying victim. Shut up, lad. Shut up, man. You know what's going on. Is it a colour thing? You know what's going on, man. Is it an underbelly? You know what's going on, man. Stop it, man.
Oh, dude.
Okay, let's go. Let's keep it in Super Sunday, man. Let's keep it in Super Sunday. Obviously, shout out to Wolves. Wolves went away in the early fixture. It was kicking off at 12:30 whilst I was on radio, 89.6 FM on your dials. Football show on West Side Radio. Wolves beat Blackburn 2-0. Quick fire double. To put them through into the next round. Very good result for them. Mm. But the late kickoff, I think it was 5:35, bro. Bare random time that they kicked off. Aston Villa versus Tottenham. Quick question for you, T. How many FA Cups between these two teams?
Quick time. Ooh. What, between both of them?
Between both of them.
8?
Spurs have 8. FA Cup trophies alone.
Okay.
And Villa have 7. 15 trophies between these men.
Okay, I kind of disrespected. I'm sorry. Okay, yes. My apologies.
And in any case, in any other week, this would actually be a top four clash, this
mm-hmm.
one.
Mm-hmm.
Villa versus Spurs. We've actually seen one of those already this year, earlier in the year, around about November time. It's Toko Social, remember?
Yeah.
That last return fixture finished 4-1 to Spurs. Not so successful for the Lily Whites today, man.
Not so pleasant this time.
2-0. After your manager. Listen, mate, my second season, I win things, mate. I always win things, mate. Second season. He said it. He tried to stand on the prophecy. He tried Mourinho it. He tried special one himself.
Nah, but fam, do you know what I will say though? I saw this tweet earlier and it was showing like the lineup that Villa could play.
Mm.
And bro, I'm not gonna lie, they got players now. Like they might actually be they might be serious, you know.
Bro, you know what I had to do? Because obviously like you know, the Marcus the what's his name? Is it Marcus Asensio?
Yeah, Asensio, yeah.
His name's Marco. Not Marcus though.
Marco?
Marco Asensio. Why? Because I was thinking of Rashford, innit? So obviously, the Rashford and the Asensio transfers are the ones that have kind of got the most headlines and the most coverage. But Villa's business, I believe, in January consists of this, right? If I go to arrivals, Axel Disasi on loan from Chelsea, which, you know, I'm not really a big fan of because any of them black Chelsea centre-backs are a bit whoa. Marco Asensio on loan from PSG. Samuel Illing Jr. on loan, returning on loan from Bologna. Marcus Rashford in on loan from Man United. Andres Garcia, the right back that was playing today at Levante.
Mm.
And obviously Daniel Marlin as well, 25 million transfer from mm-hmm. Borussia Dortmund. And
Marlin's going to be an interesting one, man.
Daniel Marlin and Andres Garcia started today. Marcus Rashford, Marco Asensio both came on as well.
And they looked busy as well.
Looked exciting, didn't they?
Do you know what I'm saying? And I feel like once they've actually integrated mm-hmm. into the team properly, it could get very, very spicy, I can't lie. But back to Tottenham. Yeah, I think, man, they just...
dark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dark.
Yeah. And what, Solanke's injured now as well, isn't he?
Solanke's injured as well now.
Bruh.
So you're running Richarlison and then, you know, obviously they got Matheus Tellin and I think they played him. I think the idea was to play him through the middle or have him kind of rotating every now and again with Son sort of occupying that middle position and that left position. But neither are strikers, to be honest. I know Son's been playing a striker, but he's not a striker. And yeah, they're missing Solanke. Richarlison's not really too dependable. And Tottenham aren't playing attractive football anymore, I don't think. I was watching the game today and we were both on our phones for a lot of it. Like, it was very, like, uninspiring. It wasn't really a lot of probing and pressing and it wasn't really all that. It was very passive, very timid from Tottenham. Mm. And, you know, Tottenham have got this style under this manager where they're very gung-ho and, you know, they press high, they play 100 miles an hour, they want to play exciting football and score a lot of goals. It's obviously coming at the cost of conceding a lot and being famous for a dreadfully high line that they're not able to defend. But nowadays, I'm looking at Tottenham and it's bad performances. Like, it's not good football that I'm seeing. So, on top of getting packed in, you're not playing good football. You've slipped down to an unusually low position in the league to the point where you're, after about 20-22 games, looking over your shoulder at relegation. Your manager has obviously made that statement and put that pressure on himself from the very beginning where he wants to promise trophies to a side that's going backwards, that's not doing the adequate or subsequent amount of business that they want done. It's looking dark, bro. It's not looking good.
Bro, and now as well, like, they're starting to... I mean, I don't know if I can say they've always had a problem with Levy, but I feel like now, you know, it's getting to that point where it's like something might end up having to be done. Like, I don't know if he's willing to sell Tottenham, especially after this huge investment on the stadium, but...
Fans are being, from what I know... Oh yeah, and obviously there's the whole thing of the new stadium that they have. Like they have a brand new venue that costs a lot of money, that is bringing in a lot of money on match days, the revenue and whatnot. And the fans that are coming, that have moved from White Hart Lane, are coming to this new fancy shiny new venue, and they're watching pants football.
Bro, to be, and you know what?
You know that Luton Stadium, you know the one where you can see into the man them's gardens. That's the kind of football that they're playing at, this big fresh thing. Beyonce and AJ and you get me?
But and the NFL as well.
NFL as well.
Come on now. But you know what, though? We do have to give them some grace because of the defensive situation, I suppose. They've had a few injuries that have probably not made it easy, I guess.
You think so?
Bro, come on, man. I think, you know, with their starting two, I'm not saying they would have been, you know, challenging or whatever, but I think that would have probably eased pressure a little bit. And I thought Solanke might score more. I thought he'd hit the ground running, to be honest.
See, a part of me would have seen that, and maybe I might have allowed it. But 15th, 16th, and some of the players that you have, I can't allow.
Yeah, no, it's still a bit.
I'm looking at teams like Bournemouth, who have got a whole 11. I've got a majority of first team players are injured, and they're going and slapping everyone.
Yeah, but bro, like, wouldn't you say that's a
I'm looking at Arsenal, who have got big injuries to key players and have had a string of injuries here and there that have disrupted us and made it a very difficult, turbulent and frustrating season, especially for the fans. We're second in the league and we're third in the Champions League group stage. You get me? You look over at Tottenham, it's all 15th, 16th, fam.
Bro, I feel like both teams have better managers, you know. Personally, I think that helps. I don't know. I think that helps.
You know, and it was like, oh, who's a better manager, Postecoglou or Arteta? Because and they're bringing up my man's SPL trophies and that.
Bro, even what's his name? Areola?
Yep.
Yeah, bro, he's doing his thing this season. He's doing his thing. He's looking serious.
That's what I'm saying. He's looking like, you know, listen, if one of these managers, Amorim, if one of these managers, who's the Chelsea boy?
Oh.
Maresca.
Yeah.
If one of these managers, Postecoglou, if they start to fall out their job, these clubs are going to come calling for that Bournemouth gaffer, you know.
Would you leave Bournemouth to go Tottenham?
Oof. Yeah, he'd probably give you higher wages. It's a better stadium. Might give you more money to play with.
Yeah.
But then the gaffer's tight. Like, when I say the gaffer, I'm talking about Levy for Tottenham. I know you said you don't really know too much, but they've been upset with Levy for time. You know, he's tight. He don't spend the money. And he tried to mask it and say, listen, I gave you a brand new stadium. Da, 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 da. Like, I tried to, you get me? Up our clout. But you're not spending the money on players. Like, do you know what I mean?
Bro, well, I think today was always going to be a bit tough for them, man, especially playing away as well. And I think even with the changes that Villa did make, what, Watkins didn't even play?
Nope. Duran's in Saudi.
Bro, and these men are making changes. Yeah, you start this time. Look at them, they're still putting in work. But shout out Rodgers, man.
Shout out Morgan Rodgers. Shout out Jacob Ramsey as well. Both of them on the score sheet for Villa, knocking Tottenham out. On their pursuit of the 8th trophy for them, man. Tottenham, you got one competition left. You got one competition. And I don't really see you lot going on a mad European run and winning. But you got one competition left. You're nowhere in the league. Now is the time for you to put all of your eggs into this basket. And if he doesn't... Do you know what? I was going to set it up to say, like, if he doesn't win the Europa League, should his job then go?
That's what I was going to ask you.
I think he should get sacked in the morning. Like them Villa fans were singing, bro. I think he should get sacked in the morning. It's over now, man. This is a shambles, bro. This is horrible.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. I think they're going to look at everything else and I think he might ride the wave, you know?
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
It's a hell of a goddamn wave.
And even if you do, like, who are you bringing in? Who are they going to bring in?
You have to, bro, I mean, it's what we were just saying. Was we not saying about this Bournemouth gaffer?
Yeah, but fam, I don't think he's going to want to move now, though. Like, he's going to, if I was him, I'd want to push it and see how far we can go.
Get into Europe.
Let's see.
We'll see if they struggle when it comes to the money, though, and spending and whatnot. And, bro, Bournemouth Stadium, the vitality, is that even big enough? Does that qualify for Champions League, fam? Can you even...
Nah, there's been other teams that have qualified,
with that kind of stadium, bro?
Come on, man.
Because if Luton hit Champions League, you know they can't because of their stadium, fam. You know they have to build a new team or rent somewhere else. Come like Tottenham did at Wembley, fam.
Imagine going to the FA like, yo, we need to rent a stadium still.
I bet, can we get Wembley, please? You've done it for Tottenham, please. Do you understand?
They even pack that as well, though. That's the thing.
Luton would definitely not pack that. There ain't crazy. There ain't 40,000 people in Luton,
bro.
Actually, I don't know. Let
me... Shout out Luton, man. Literally.
Other results that happened this weekend: Birmingham narrowly losing out 3-2 to Newcastle. Two goals from Joel Willock there. One of them was very controversial, shall we say.
Entertaining game, though.
Yes, very, very much so. Very much so. Leighton Orient. Actually, I'll get past that. I'll get back to that because I want to circle back. I've got a couple of points to make about that. Coventry lost 4-1 to Ipswich. Jack Clark with a double there. Millwall beating Leeds 2-0 away. Good result for Millwall there. They're in some good form. Bournemouth going away to Everton and knocking them out 2-0. Strong result from Bournemouth once again. They're in the 5th round hat.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Burnley, managed by Scotty Parker, doing very well in the Championship. I think there's like 2 or 3 positions between them and Southampton. Southampton, yeah, this season you just got to pack it up, man. Just go home, man.
Bro.
This is getting embarrassing, bro. That's like, too much, man. Rodrigo Muniz double saw Fulham get past Wigan 2-1 away from home. Cardiff beat Stoke City 4-3 on pens. I see Aaron Ramsey giving it to the Stoke fans.
Loved
shout out my
it.
Boy.
Can't
believe,
it.
Can't believe them fans are still, you know what I mean, giving Aaron Ramsey grief after your player double broke his leg. And
bro, I can't believe it.
It's a bit strange.
That's the kind of song that you want to make? That's crazy.
Yeah, man, they need to pack it in.
Yeah,
man.
Hold that, man. Hold that.
Man United beating Leicester, I was so upset, man. They turned it around so late, man. And there was even that offside goal from Harry Maguire at the end. I don't know what the liner was looking at.
But this is the thing, I wanted to see it a couple more times because I'm like, why is everyone saying it's offside? I couldn't quite.
Bro,
was he off?
I looked at it and all four of the Man United players were offside.
That's crazy, man.
All four of them. I don't know what Delano was seeing. I can guarantee it was a brown paper bag in his locker after the game. I'm very, very sure of that. How you not give that offside?
Have they said why they don't do VAR and that in the FA Cup?
Well, they're going to introduce VAR in the fifth round.
Yeah, in the fifth round, but
so not too sure why for the third and fourth round there is no VAR. Probably be because of probably because of some of the lesser teams that are in the competition where if you go to their ground they won't even have that because they don't have the capacity and the facility.
Bro, but I feel like if you're playing at a Prem team and they have it, use it.
Yeah, but then if you use it for one, you've got to use it across the board in that round. And if certain teams don't have the facilities, then fam. But you could say that, and then you could say, oh, but what if, like, if I just pick a team that who are the lowest ranked team? What if, like, a team, what if, like, Birmingham, who are in League One, what if they don't have no VAR? Because they don't even have VAR in their league as it is.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you know what I'm saying? So, what if they were in round five when VAR was introduced? Oh, all of a sudden there's... So, yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with that. But, yeah, Man United got away with one at the end, man. Harry Maguire with a little offside goal, which Amorim in the post-match presser did acknowledge. But, hey, it's kind of the jeopardy, man. How did you feel about not having VAR in this round?
Bro, I mean, I think, you know, you make a good point, to be fair, and I think it does come down to that. Just, you know, lesser teams aren't going to have, smaller teams aren't going to have those facilities. But, you know, it's just, I think there were a couple decisions like this weekend that were a bit, do you know what I'm saying?
There
that
was
probably
a
need
still
to be checked again.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, I suppose, again, if it's not happening to your team, I guess that's the magic of the cup, I guess.
Right. Sorry. Obviously, a lot of Man United fans weren't too bothered about that. But if that went the other way and it was Wout Faes for Leicester at the back post in the last minute of the game, it would be some serious uproar and there'd be a lot of coverage about it on TV, I can imagine. Leighton Orient went to Manchester City. Well, Leighton Orient hosted Manchester City and they were 1-0 up for a large part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Until the two subs, Khabib's, yeah, you get me? The little Khabib Nurmagomedov. He actually got a deflected goal, shot by Rico Lewis, edge of the box, deflected in off him. So, yeah, he's got his first goal for the club. He'd be happy. He had a shocker the last time I seen him against Chelsea.
Yeah, he's learning.
And then KDB, man. KDB came on, had a little bit of poison and proved to be the difference, man, and separated them and Orient in the end. But unbelievable goal.
Oh,
from,
my days.
I know it was given as an Ortega own goal, but I'm crediting the striker in the
situation. Oh, my days.
Jamie Donnelly? From the halfway line?
Bro.
Cold.
Bro, right on target as well, bro. He got it perfectly
cold,
on target, man.
Man.
That is insane,
cold,
bro.
That I love insane. It. That That's what insane. I love to see, man. I'm going to put that up there with my, you know them halfway line, you know them Charlie Adams?
Bro.
Them Xabi Alonso.
Suarez.
Oh, do you remember the Wigan youth, the left-back, Figueroa?
Yeah,
from a free
bro.
Kick, he just went pew.
Bro,
I know John Joe Shelvey's got a halfway line thing in there somewhere.
I think he does, yeah.
I know he does. So, yeah, man. Jamie Donnelly, we're going to put you up there with them, man. Shout
100%.
Out to you. 100%. Shout out to you, my boy.
Fam, do you know what was crazy as well about that game? The goal that Kevin De Bruyne scored. But he had to run onto that, bro. I was like, bro, this guy can still run?
I think it was more the timing of the run.
Bro,
I think
man.
If you time your run well like that, it makes it look like you're a yard ahead of everyone, maybe 2 yards ahead of everyone.
Bro, good for him, man. Good for him coming on and doing something, do you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like, yeah, man, he was...
It's been a while. We're all saying, yo, he's getting Saudi. Like,
bro, he was at the top, brother. Now it's just like, you know...
Fall off is mad.
Yeah, man.
Just because he hasn't got that intensity anymore, man. I think it's just typical throughout the team. Man City have lost like a real intensity to them.
And I think they tried to re-up this January and I think they're probably going to go again in summer to really get that, you know, to get that solidified, really.
And then there's one more to talk about. There's Brighton versus Chelsea, man. I went to Brighton, I went to the Amex this year. Nice stadium, 30,000.
Really nice stadium, it looks nice.
Yeah, I like the design of the stadium still. Yeah. Enjoyed the seats where we were. We was low down, we was low to the ground in the lower end. I like it. And yeah, man, they hosted Chelsea. I think Brighton had just got beat in their previous game. If I'm not mistaken, let me just double check that. But yeah, man, they hosted Chelsea. They beat them 2-1, man.
Bro, that's
class, innit?
They're a bit up and down, man. They're a bit too up and down at the moment, man.
I said Brighton got beat. They just got bopped 7-0 by Nottingham Forest in the last game. That was after losing 1-0 at home to Everton as well. That was their last home game. It was a 1-0 loss to Everton, 7-0 loss to Nottingham Forest. But I think a large part of the reason that I gave, or a large part of the criticism that I gave Brighton for that 7-0 loss is that they didn't set up the team at all.
Mm.
I don't know what the manager was doing. He set them up completely wrong. Before you know it, they were 4-0 down and it was long. You're never going to return that, and it was only going to go 5-6-7 from there. But yeah, couple players come back. Belieber come back. Two in the middle there with Hinshelwood. Mitoma came back. Mm-hmm. Welbeck coming back into form as well. Welbeck coming back into fitness. And they got themselves back set up nicely. And yeah, they kept out Chelsea, man. Chelsea couldn't do nothing. They didn't offer a lot, did they?
Bro, I think just getting on Mitoma as well, man. He's been a bit quiet.
Has been still.
And like, he looked lively. He looked lively this game as well. Obviously, he got the second goal.
Yeah, he got the winning goal.
Yeah, brother. Like, I was happy to see him, you know, kind of back in action. But yeah, Chelsea, hold that.
Yeah, 100. It was looking a bit lackluster, man. I mean, I'm looking at the attacking options. I'm looking at Nkunku, Pedro Neto, Sancho. All players that you'd probably say that are good on their day.
Yeah, they should.
But how often is their day? How often is it their day?
Mm-hmm.
I think out of all of them ones, obviously Palmer's the one in the middle, the magic man, the number 10. And you'd say that he turns up more often
than not.
Way more often than not.
Mm-hmm.
Especially compared to the rest of his compatriots at Chelsea. But yeah, Sancho, like, I haven't really seen him kick on and be like super dangerous at Chelsea. I haven't seen anything of Nkunku. Looks like a shadow of the player that I saw over in Germany banging in all them goals. And then Pedro Neto as well. Like, obviously he's had big injuries, Pedro Neto, to deal with. But yeah, I'm not really seeing a lot to get overly excited about from him either. It was a bad performance from Chelsea.
Well, he was all right. I think he was all right in the game, you know, Neto. But I think Nkunku?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's... Yeah, I'm a little bit surprised by him, man.
I mean, obviously he's not getting a lot of play time other than them games in them athletics tracks out in Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan and all them thing there.
Bro, and the injuries as well. I think that definitely hasn't helped.
Injuries as well. So yeah, like, he just came on in a game like this in this country and he just looked rusty, man. Like, he just looked a yard off it.
Well, and to be fair, they were trying to loan him, I guess, or whatever they were trying to do with him, but ends up staying, and now it's like, yeah, they're gonna need him. Where's Jackson?
I don't know if he was injured. I'm gonna check now because I didn't see him on the bench. I saw Madueke who came on, Enzo Fernandez who came on. Yeah, as far as I know, I think maybe Jackson might. Oh, Jackson might be injured. You know,
what do you think of Madueke?
Madueke, I'm not sold, man. I'm not sold. I just don't think he's consistent enough, and I think his IQ is a little bit low. I think he needs to make better decisions when he gets into good positions sometimes, man. And I don't think he does that enough.
I hear you, especially with the consistency thing. But I think he might have something, you know.
There's potential there. There's raw ability there. But, like, decision-making and consistency, probably what's going to stop him from going from this level to the next level, do you get?
And I was seeing, and I was watching some interview where the Chelsea gaff was talking about how he's hard on him, but because he knows what he can get out of him if he does, like, focus on that. And you know what? That's a good shout from him, man.
All right. I got three little questions because that's all now. That's all. So we've got three. I think we've got two more games coming up in the FA Cup. We've got tomorrow. Let me just double check. We've got Doncaster who hosts Crystal Palace. And then on Tuesday night, you've got Exeter hosting Nottingham Forest at 8:00. So we've got two more games this to go. And I think, are there any games in the week as well?
Bro, I'm looking at Exeter, man. They could hold it if they're not careful, man. Nottingham Forest, I'm not joking. Forest.
Yeah, that could be a madness. I think Exeter are the lowest ranked team. And then you've got Champions League. You've got Champions League on a Tuesday and a Wednesday. You've got one Prem game on a Wednesday. You've got Everton versus Liverpool, the last Goodison, the last Merseyside derby at Goodison.
I'm hoping they bring it, man.
On a Wednesday.
Please bring it.
Who knows?
Please bring it.
Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? They might.
Bro, I'm hopeful, man. Come on, Everton, especially with your, I'm not going to call it new manager bounce, but you know, Moyes is back, so.
Do you get me? Just keeping with the FA Cup theme, I've got a couple things with, we're going to go ahead with it or we're going to bench it, right?
Mm.
We're going to go ahead or we're going to bench it. No VAR in the FA Cup. We're going to go ahead with it or we're going to bench it. I think we should go ahead with it, you know. I think there should be no VAR throughout the tournament.
Bro, I hear that. But the thing is, when
your team... Because the jeopardy...
That's the thing. When your team gets bumped, it hurts, man.
The thing is, you're already in a knockout competition.
Yeah,
so
I hear it.
So it's already jeopardy. You may as well just add further spice to the cooking, bro. You may as well just make the cooking extra hot from the medium, bro.
If we're already complaining about these refs and now we're going to take away VAR, Jesus Christ.
Going to be out there at Nash, you know, let me know if you make that comment.
Bro, nah, do you know what? Nah, I hear it for the drama, though. I do hear it for the drama.
For the absolute chaos, bro. For the mayhem.
No, I do hear that.
I hear it, bro.
I hear it. All right, we'll go with...
You going to go ahead or you going to bench it?
Nah, I'm going to go ahead. Go ahead.
I hear it. We're going to go ahead or we're going to bench it. No FA Cup replays anymore as of 2024-25 for the foreseeable. No FA Cup replays.
Bro, there are pros and cons to this, in my opinion, man. That's the thing.
It's kind of a sit on the fence thing, isn't it?
Yeah, because it's like when one of those lesser... Bro, I need to stop saying that.
No,
when,
you can say lesser. It's calm.
What's wrong? Bro, come on, man. When one of those smaller teams gets that FA Cup replay, it's great for them.
It's bank.
It's great for them. Do you know what I'm saying? And I love to see like a big team go into one of these, you know.
It's promo. It's bank. It's a day out for the fans, you know, for the players as well.
Do you know what I'm saying? But at the same time.
For the bigger teams, it's an annoyance.
Do you know what I'm saying? Second
but
leg.
Then you should have whooshed them. you should have got rid of them when you had the 90 minutes, when you had the opportunity.
Yeah, you're right. But, you know, at the same time, it's, you know, hey, anything happens, you know what I'm saying? Any given Sunday, any given...
Them ones
any
there.
Any given FA Cup game. But, yeah, that one's a... Oh, man. I think it would be interesting to see, like, what fans think. Like, if you support a smaller team.
Yeah.
For it, or... Do you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to bench it because I just like... I wouldn't necessarily say in general that I'm a traditionalist, but I like all the little traditions of the FA Cup and I would like to keep it as it is.
Yeah. No,
but,
I hear you.
Yeah, if they ain't doing it, they ain't doing it. Ain't my say so.
No, I hear it.
They
just got to be careful, man. They're padding up their schedule, bruv. Just, do you know what I'm saying?
Boom. And then the last thing that I'm going to ask, are we going to bench or are we going to go ahead with it? At half time, because I had the Leyton Orient versus Manchester City game on, I was watching that yesterday. For anyone listening, it'll be Saturday early kickoff. There was a reporter that pulled the skipper for Orient over at half time for an interview.
Mm.
Come like NBA,
mm-hmm.
half time interviews
mm-hmm.
in football.
Mm-hmm.
Are you benching it or are you going ahead with it?
Bro, but we're used to seeing that, though.
In NBA, not in this
yeah,
sport.
Yeah, in American sports, yeah, we're sport. Used to seeing that.
But for me, like, even in American sport, even in NBA, yeah, for me, and I think like that's something that they introduced like a couple of years ago. I don't think that's... Actually, I don't know if I'm lying or not, but... Yeah, I might be lying. I feel like it's been around for a little while, actually.
It's a tricky one. It's a
but
tricky one.
In football, or for this, I think it's snitching, you know? Low-key, I think it's snitching.
What on?
Oh,
on
was you
the
happy with the game plan when you pressed here and you did it? And yeah, oh yeah, obviously the manager told us, you know, that we have to. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you could just easily get drawn into a question like that and you're just snitching. Somebody's watching behind, waiting for him, going, yeah, all right, cool. Going to opposition changing room, yeah, this is what they're on. Do you understand? For me,
on,
that's snitching, bro.
Come on, man. They should be trained to know, bro. They should be trained to know, man. Don't give
it's
away
a little
too
bit
much.
Of jeopardy for it, but I get the thing where for the football lovers, it's an authentic piece of content and it's really like an insight into how the game's going, how the team is thinking the game through, the tactics that they're deploying and whatnot. So I understand that, but for me it's snitching. I don't like snitching.
Bro, and you know what else I'd add as well? Just, you know, depending on how the game is going for you, Like, you might not want to do that interview.
Yeah, for real. That's really something for the captain, you know.
Do you know what I'm saying? Because
someone like the captain's really got to have his temperament about him. Imagine he's getting packed in 3-0 with reporters going, yo, can we chat to you real quick?
Bro, literally, when I see them, when I see them doing them interviews half time at NFL and it's one of these coaches that's losing, bro, like, you can see that within the interview, they're just trying to get out of there. Like,
fam, you see Postecoglou every time Tottenham lose and they pull him for the interview at the end of the game. He's looking at the floor and that. He's fuming. They say one thing, one syllable out of line or that he deems offensive. He's jumping on it. Pause.
Mate. Bro, nah, man. It's an interesting one still. But I remember when they did it in the Prem, I think it was Vieira that they did it with. We were still at Crystal Palace. And I'm not going to lie, I kind of liked it.
From the managers. Do you know what? From the managers, I mean, okay, so now you got me thinking, like, what? So, I mean, why do I like to see it from the managers and not the players? Like, what's the difference between the managers and the players? But I feel like from the horse's mouth, I feel like maybe it might be a little bit more interesting. I don't know. Something about it might be a little bit more interesting. Mm-hmm. And it might feel a little bit less snitchy.
Yeah. Yeah, and I feel like they can probably elaborate a little bit more as well in terms of what they were trying to get across. Obviously, they're not going to try to give away everything. But,
exactly, know. And probably articulate as much as they want to without snitching too much.
You know what I'm saying?
And player might snitch.
Bro, and even the next question coming out, like, yeah, so what are you trying to do in the second half? Yeah, yeah. You'll see, mate.
Player might inadvertently snitch.
Yeah, you'll see. You'll see what we do in the second half.
Boy, and that is the FA Cup roundup, people, man. A bunch of great games. Mm. There was some incredible goals. Shout out to Moki Iwata, the guy for Birmingham that's lashed it in the top corner. We already shouted out Jamie Donnelly as well. Shout out to him. Harry Maguire with a big goal there at the end for Man United. That was very, very crucial. Yeah, man. Shout out some of the... Verbruggen in goal for Brighton. You messed up that one for Cole Palmer's first, but that save from Enzo Fernandez at the end, you redeemed yourself there. So shout out to you. Like I said, braces from Jack Clark for Ipswich, braces from Rodrigo Muniz at Fulham. And yeah, man, an all round, good round, people. Not brace 100%. For Willock as well. Good round, people. Mm-hmm. Good round. Some good drama, some good fixtures, a giant killing, lots of goals, great ones, memorable ones. And yeah, man, halftime interview, snitches and that. I hear it.
I hope Plymouth get a home game, man.
Who would you like to see? What, Man United?
Or City, give them someone big, you know, just to be like, ah.
Plymouth United or Plymouth City.
Or do you know what? If Exeter manage to pull off something, then they should get someone big at home.
That'd or imagine good. Imagine Plymouth Newcastle. Imagine that round trip. G's and P's, bro. I remember us, man, for uni, we went to a game at Fulham, Fulham at Plymouth, and we're like Fulham size, we're like West, innit? 4 hours that took.
Nah.
So imagine, man. From Newcastle.
Nah, man.
I think they might fly, you know?
Nah, man. Call it a day.
That might have to be a flight thing. Imagine that. Imagine as an away fan, that round trip.
Bro, I'm imagining and I'm not making it, bro. Like, what's going on?
It's a good 24, like, you have to book, like, 3 days off.
Nah, man, I'm good, bro.
You have to book, like, 3 days off. It's insane.
They might help me for saying, give them a home match, then Jesus. Bro, someone's getting bumped anyway.
These two trips that I took for Newcastle, they were both six-hour journeys, bro.
Yeah.
I took the Flixbuster, I took a coach, innit?
Okay, that makes more sense.
It picked me off from Finchley Road, like, 6:30, I landed in Newcastle, like, 1.
Jesus Christ, man.
That was calm, though, because I didn't really sleep that much during the night, and I thought, yeah, let me just watch a 1 EastEnders and just sleep all the way up there. I woke up, it's 1 o'clock. Yeah, I'm by Newcastle. It's lit, man.
Bro, oh my days.
Got there, touchdown at like 2:30. Got into my hotel room early. Find a pub, couple drinks. That was good. That bit was good. Everything up to the game was good. And everything after the game was all right.
Listen, up to the game.
That Wednesday night, it was student night. So it was, yeah, you get me? Me and my age is bare Wanyeri's and Lewis Skelly's running around, man. It's not, I can't really chat to you. Like, sorry, darling.
Oh, I'm dead.
Nah, man.
I'm dead, bro.
Remember Wednesdays are student nights, innit? Remember them times there? Them times back in the day. Yeah, well, okay, listen. We got a little bit longer left, and we've kind of talked about the League Cup, and we've kind of talked about, or we've mainly talked about the FA Cup. That was the FA Cup roundup. Champions League is coming up this week as well, man. Like we said, there's still two more games in the FA Cup. There's one on Monday, one on Tuesday. But also on Tuesday if you want to, do you get me? If you're not really feeling FA Cup because your team's out, or you want to watch some other teams, we've got teams, is it nine? Is it, what was it, 9 to like 18 or whatever the playoff positions were in the Champions League? Let me just check now. Because I know the first 8 went through automatically. So Liverpool, Barca, Arsenal, Inter, Atletico, Leverkusen, Lille and Aston Villa. And it was 9 to 24. So 15 teams. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16 teams. 16. The 9th and the 24th, sorry, 16 teams. If I was thinking 15, that don't make the maths ain't maths in. Boom. So, yeah, 16 teams, 8 games, 4 on Tuesday, 4 on Wednesday. The 4 on Tuesday, Brest versus PSG.
Well.
All French affair.
Well.
Juve v PSV, and that's something for the Arsenal fans to keep an eye on. Juventus versus PSV. Manchester City versus Real Madrid. God, again. Boring.
Bro, I love it. I love it.
Do you remember when Chelsea used to buck Barcelona Bears? Or Chelsea used to buck Liverpool Bears in these cups?
Bro, boring. I love it, man.
We're going to run that one up again.
Bro, two giants. One of them's going out. Great. See you later.
And then Sporting versus Dortmund. I think, obviously, as we've said, you know, the tide around there is probably Manchester City versus Real Madrid.
Mm-hmm.
Real Madrid didn't really start the season too well. There were some issues with Mbappe. There was a lot of noise. That noise is kind of quieting down a lot now. Now that they, you know, they picked up some form in the Champions League, got themselves together, and they got themselves through to this qualifying stage.
Start to score as well.
They're second in La Liga. They just drew 1-1 with Atletico Madrid 2 nights ago, if you're listening to this on probably Monday night. And yeah, man, like you said, Mbappe's warming. Bellingham's warming now.
Mm-hmm.
Vinny's coming back and he's warming. The team look like they're gelling a little bit. I just said to these guys, listen, you guys are after 10 games, you're all screaming and shouting and crying and throwing your toys at the player. I'm cool now. Just relax and let these man, give these man time to cook and gel a little bit, and then the quality will shine through, man. The individuals that they have, the quality is too much to not shine through. I want them to put the whooping on Man City. I want them to put belt to ass. I want discipline.
Is this two legs?
I believe it's two legs.
Oh, okay. Damn.
I believe it's two legs.
Damn. That's kind of annoying if you have to play them two legs, though.
Hey, listen. No one told you to finish 9th to 24th.
Hey, that's true. Hey, that's true. They shouldn't have done that.
A million teams in the Champions League this year. You should have been on your P's and Q's and handled business and got yourself in that top 8, fam.
Bro, neither.
You're surrendering them positions to Aston Villa and Lille and that. Come on, bro. Fix up.
Bro, just as you said, bro, neither of them teams should be in that situation.
That's what I'm saying.
But thankfully, and even City as well, bro, they caught life, man.
Bro, it took them. They had to handle business on the last day, bro.
Bro,
against a team that was like 2 places in front of them in there. But yeah, I believe that Real Madrid are gonna get the better of Man City. I think it might be a draw at home. The first leg is in at the Etihad Stadium, and I think Real Madrid might take it home in the return leg at the Bernabeu.
But you know, if they win that, they're going to be concentrating on the Prem from then, right?
City?
Mm-hmm.
We just beat them, man.
That's true.
We just spanked them. And their new guy, Nico Gonzalez, for anyone that's wondering, he got himself injured about 20 minutes into the FA Cup game against Leyton Orient. So, you know, unfortunately, can't do it on a cold weekend in East London. good luck for him and his hopes and aspirations for the rest of the season. I'm glad that backup DM that they bought for Rodri is now injured.
Bro, come on.
May the problems continue.
Yeah, bro.
Because as long as they continue... Listen, we're getting injuries as well, fam. So as long as they get injuries too, and we've got this big gap between us and them, do you get me? Like, I don't want to see Chelsea going on a run. I want them to do something pathetic again in the league when they come back. Maybe I'm being naive and expecting Nottingham Forest to fall away, but I'm expecting them to fall away at some point, hopefully.
Bro, I don't know, man. I don't know.
We got to play them very soon, and if we give them a chance to get in front of us, it's going to be long. All of a sudden, we're looking over our shoulders again.
Bro, we better not lose to Nottingham Forest, man. Bro, I told you I'm petty, man. Gibbs White, I remember, bro. I remember. Had a lot of talk, bro. Yeah, let's do this.
And then, so yeah, like I said earlier, Juventus via PSV, for Arsenal in the round of 16 is either going to be Dutch or Italian opposition. And the other game that we need to look at for on Wednesday, of the four, We've got Club Brugge versus Atalanta. We've got Celtic versus Bayern. So that's Schellens. We've got Feyenoord versus AC Milan. And that's the other one. Again, Dutch or Italian opposition. And the winner of that plays the winner of the Juve and the PSV game. And then, yeah, it's either, like I said, it's either Dutch or Italian opposition that we're facing. It's one of them two teams from them two fixtures. And you've got Monaco versus Benfica on the Wednesday as well.
Who would you want out of those? Are those teams that we could get?
I can see us either. I can see us probably playing AC Milan, which I don't want because their manager is tapped.
Yeah, that could be a sticky one still.
Their gaffer Conceição is tapped, and I don't like it. And they got some individual quality in there.
Is he my one that we played when we played?
He was the Porto gaffer.
And his son
plays for them.
Yeah, and he was waffling. Yeah.
They had us rattled, I can't lie.
Bruv, yeah.
So if he's gone to a little bit better team and they've got players like Reinders and Rafael Leao and annoying players like Pulisic and Rete, like that could potentially be a problem. Manyan in goal, you get? Like, it could potentially be an issue. Teo Hernandez left back in that.
No, all right, let's see. I think it'd be an interesting one.
I could also see us maybe playing Juve. I think the Italian teams basically are stronger than both of the Dutch teams. I see maybe if a Dutch team gets past one of them Italian teams, I don't see the Dutch team getting past both of them. Me personally, because I've already been Milan this year, it would be cool to say that I've done AC Milan and Inter Milan away in the same season. Oh. And I will pay money for that. However, I would like one of the Dutch teams. But you're asking me, and yeah, I could see AC Milan, and if I don't see AC Milan, I could probably see us playing Juve in the round of 16.
Juve would be interesting, because I'm not sure like how the season's going. Especially, well, coming, they're doing all right. Champions League.
They're one of them, that bro, that they're having like this, let me just check, yeah? Because I think they're unbeaten.
So how come in Champions League they're doing so...
Nah, they got beat by Napoli. So they've lost one game in the league. Yeah, but they're doing perfect. They're like fifth in their league because it's bare draws and you get me. But they've only lost one game in the league this year.
Oh, so they're not doing too bad, to be fair.
Yeah, they're fifth. They're 2 points below Lazio, but they're like 7 and 8 off Inter and Atalanta, and they're about 12 points off Napoli. League's done for them. Like, they're not winning the league.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, they got that stout Italian defense.
Motta's the manager now.
The manager, is that not Tiago? Is that Motta?
Yeah,
is that not Thiago Motta? That was at Bologna before.
Yeah. I was expecting big things from him, to be fair. Especially what he'd managed to do with Bologna, but I suppose Juve is a different animal.
Yeah, man. Completely different. Completely different. But yeah, I can see us playing AC Milan or Juve. Juve, I've never been to that stadium, and I'm kind of on this world tour. I'm trying to be on this world tour this year. I'm just going to as many games, as many stadiums as I can. So yeah, I wouldn't mind maybe going Juve away. But I would like one of the Dutch teams. If it's one of the Dutch teams, I'm running it up. Milan, I'd be tempted. Because obviously the whole, like, yeah, I've done Inter and AC away in the same season type thing. Juve, I'd probably be the least keen on. And I'm not keen on the Italian teams, man. I want one of the Dutch. I want something easy for us, man.
Yeah, quick thing.
Yeah. I want a quick Feyenoord in the 16s or something, bro.
Quick trip, bro.
And then we grab the other timber from Feyenoord in the summer, fam. Come on, man. Link up with the twins and that.
Literally, bro. Quick trip.
Get me. Bayern. I can see Bayern moving to Celtic.
Yeah, that's good.
I think I can see Atalanta getting by Club Brugge.
Yeah, probably.
And Monaco, Benfica. I was going to go Benfica and then I thought about it just now.
Monaco, innit? I was going to say Monaco, maybe.
You think? Do you know what? Monaco have got a couple. I know we played them in the Champions League this year and we beat them 3-0, but they got some dangerous players, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They could catch you, you know? They got some dangerous players that are a little bit unpredictable. They could do something. They could hurt Benfica potentially. You know, I like that, actually. I'm going to say Monaco. Yeah, Monaco are going to go through from that game.
Yeah.
And then from the other games, obviously, we said that Real Madrid might get past City. I can probably see PSG getting a better of Brest. Pause.
Richard's favourite team, bruv.
Actually, no, I'm not pausing Brest. No. No, I'm not pausing Brest. No.
Bro, I'll never pause team, Brest. Man.
I'll never pause Brest.
He loves them, man. I think they gave him a jersey as well.
I quite like them, man, too.
Yeah, that's funny, bruv.
Come on, man. two of them.
Yeah, but yeah, no. Well, they get a move to by PSG, man. They're going to get moved to, yeah, man.
Sporting versus Dortmund.
That should be a good game, you know.
I think I'm expecting Dortmund to go through. They got to the final last year. I'm expecting them to go through still.
Yeah,
Dortmund. And then Juve, PSV. Could be a toss-up, but I think Juve will get through that, man. I think they might edge past that one still.
Well, let's see.
I think it'll be a close one, but yeah, I'm going to pick Juve.
Hopefully not, let's see.
And that's it, man. Once you lot have done your little childish little playoffs, played your two extra games this season, come see the 1-8s, and then we'll run up this round of 16, man. Do you think Arsenal have got a better chance of winning the Premier League or the Champions League?
Bro. Prem, you know. I think Prem.
Yeah?
Yeah, what do you think?
I think Premier League because I don't have anything to reference when it comes to Champions
League. Yeah, no,
literally. Unfortunately. And I know we'll catch a lot of banter for that, and we do constantly catch a lot of banter for that, especially when other teams are losing the argument because that's the only thing that they've got that's really a trump card on us. Yeah, I've got nothing to reference when it comes to Champions League. And I've watched enough of it and I've seen enough of it to know that it's been a bunch of teams that have played Champions League football that are very good teams that at the start of the season, halfway through the season, even going into crunch time, see themselves as one of the top teams in Europe, as I think Arsenal have seen themselves.
Mm.
And as the Champions League table shows, if we finish third this year. But in the Champions League, like, you need some special judge. You need that extra bit of luck that has nothing to do with how obsessed your manager is with controlling all phases of the game. And there are some things in football that are just unpredictable that you cannot control that will happen at timely points within games, within ties. And yeah, I think you need some of those stars to align, and I think you need something, a lot of things to go in your favour if you're going to go ahead and win a Champions League.
Bro, and I think the way that we've been playing in cups this season anyway kind of shows us that, oh, it's going to be a...
Yeah, Arteta's cup form is scary. Brother.
It's going to be a tough one, bro.
Scary.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one, man.
If you deep, like, just if we keep it domestic, like, when was the last time we got to the semis of the League Cup?
Literally.
It's been a while. Probably quarters is the last time we've got far. And even then, we got bounced. This FA Cup, the last couple of years, third round, fourth round, third round, fourth, everything, white kit, boom, out of the competition, early. Bro. Do you get me? The Europa League, we're losing silly games, bro. Do you remember that, was it? Was it Slavia Prague or whoever it was? Like, some dumb game. Stadium's all half full. Aubameyang's got that chance right at the end to send us through in like 120th minute. He's missed it. Like, our record, our luck in Europe is scary. And cup competitions, full stop, is scary. So that, along with the lack of reference that I have for Arsenal in Champions League,
literally,
I ain't got much hope of that competition, man.
Literally.
But I want to go see some of these big teams and take them on and see where we're at, man.
But do you know what? Let's see... Yeah, it's going to be interesting once the top eight get involved, because I want to see, like, is it seeded like they do in the American?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is seeded. I think it is seeded still. So, like, like I said, the fact that I've said about Juve, PSV and AC Milan and Feyenoord, because of the seeding, we all know that our opponent is coming from those four from the 16. Everyone that's, like, already gone through gets, like, one of those four in a block that they get to take on once they all sort out beating each other up.
So this is my thing as well. Like, so would that mean as well, like, so Liverpool finished top or Barca?
Yeah, Liverpool finished top.
So would they get the weakest seed?
I don't think they get the weakest, you know.
That's what I'm saying. Cause
it's weird how they pair it up.
Do you know what I'm saying? Because I'm thinking if they've gone with a similar formula to what, like, the playoffs do in the NFL, for example, like, we could end up number one first seed, and that could help us get to the final, really, if we play our cards right.
So Liverpool they're going to get either the four block from PSG, Benfica, Monaco, and Brest.
Nah, then, yeah, bro, their seed, that's a weak, not a weak.
And if I look at the Champions League, the league phase, what was that? PSG, Benfica, Monaco, and Brest. That was 15, 16, 17, and 18. So that weren't, like, the Celtic and the Club Brugge that were the bottom four, the 21 to 24.
Yeah.
Liverpool have been drawn with the 15, 16, 17 and 18 teams. Arsenal, for example, have been drawn with the 13, 14, 19 and 20. So we get two teams that were higher than those four that Liverpool got and two teams that were lower.
Okay, let's see. It's going to be interesting. Let's see.
Yeah, man.
Let's see. I mean, after this season, they might have some ideas to say, okay, cool, like we need to switch this up. But I feel like it's all right. It's not too bad.
Yeah, I mean, this seeding system is a little bit strange. Like, I kind of have to see it play out before I can really understand it.
Legit.
But yeah, man, I'm not too bothered, me personally, because we don't have to qualify. We don't have to play two extra games.
Mm.
We've had to play two extra games because it went from 6 to 8 anyways. But them extra two would have just been long, especially with the team and how short it is now. So I'm not too bothered. I'm not too worried or not too upset with the system as it is now. So yeah, let's see how the knockout rounds sort of unravel. Let's see how the round of 16 fixtures get going. And then yeah, hopefully I'm off to Deutschland is Germany, fam. The Netherlands.
Well, I'll definitely be going to Germany this year, hopefully.
You going to Germany?
Hopefully.
I might go for a race, you know. Not Formula One, but I might go for the bikes, you know.
Yeah.
I might do. I'm trying to do it. Me and my boys, we're going to Croatia in May for one of our boys' stags. So that'll be the first holiday. That's beach as well. Split Croatia on a beach.
Son.
And then yeah, maybe something towards like late August, September, man. I want to catch one of the races on the back end of the European trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And then hopefully Formula One next year, man. 2026, bro. Actually, it might be 2027 after the World Cup, because World Cup's next year, innit?
Bro.
World Cup can be crazy.
Yeah, we need to be there.
Come on, man.
Hopefully.
All right. Well, this is us. It's the two-man step, man. We're done with the Bench Podcast. Obviously, by the time you guys are listening to this, we'll all be catching up on the NFL highlights. T, talk to me, man. Super Bowl. Chiefs versus Eagles. Who you got, fam? I'm rolling with my homeboy, fam.
Bro, I told you, bun both of them, man.
You don't like either of them?
Bun both of those teams, but hopefully...
But they say they dump out your Ravens.
Bro, hopefully... Do you know what it is, yeah? Hopefully, like, it would be good to see Philly win, though, because, man, that party's going to be... No one's going to work in Philly tomorrow, bro. If they
I
win.
Can imagine, yeah, that'll be a special moment out there in Philly if they win.
Bro.
But for the Chiefs, it'd be business as usual. They got Mahomes, they got the GOAT elect or the GOAT in wait or the heir. They got the heir.
Bro, he'll be legendary. It's legendary shit if he manages to do it, man.
Would that be 3 in a row with it? Well, I'd be right to say.
I think so.
Would that be 3 or 4 in a row? Something like that.
I think it's 3.
Mad run from him. Baby goat, man.
Bruv.
Brady will be proud of him, man.
Man.
Brady will actually be proud of him. Be low-key hoping that he don't catch him, which will be difficult because Brady got a lot of them things.
Bro, but
Mahomes
we'll
could do it, you know?
We'll see, bro. I don't know. We'll
if they
see.
Keep them joints together, legit. Maybe add some good, exciting pieces or whatever a long way down the line if the staff do some good business.
Bro.
Do you get me?
I'm telling you legit. Like, it's... As long
could
as
be witnessing something in real time and we ain't even seen it yet.
Bro, as long as they have him, their Super Bowl chances are always open, man.
Who's the football equivalent to Patrick Mahomes right now?
Oh, that is a good question, man. I don't know if I'd say there's...
Who's the clutchiest you, bro? Is Mbappe up there?
Oh, can I say Mbappe?
Or is it Vinny?
I was thinking Vinny, but I don't think it would be quite Vinny. Like, it needs to be someone who's
got a bit more influence, yeah, a bit, like, more presence.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, Mahomes, he is, bro, like, without him, the Chiefs, obviously, but the Chiefs are nothing without
his
him.
Presence, he is leading by example type thing.
Bro, he is inevitable, bro. He's like Thanos, bro.
Mm-mm.
Literally. Maybe, like...
Maybe KDB in his pomp.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's that kind of inert, that air of inevitability.
Yeah, yeah.
That one pass that can...
I like that. KDB, I like that. I like
Prime
that.
KDB.
I like that. That's
hear
a good
it,
one.
Man.
That's a good one.
All right. Well, yeah, man. Listen, guys. I know you lot had work today, and I know you lot are fuming because you stayed up to watch the Super Bowl. You stayed up to watch the Kendrick thing. You got involved in the game. You thought, oh, you know what? Let me watch a little third quarter, fourth quarter. All of a sudden, it's 4 o'clock in the morning now. You got to wake up for work in an hour. You're snoozing at work. The gaffer's getting on to you now. You're lucky it's a Monday. You're lucky it's a slow Monday, you know. But hey, man, thank you for chilling with us one more game. Episode 149 of the Bench Podcast is the two-man step. Myself, Charles, your boy T. We are over and out. Before I actually say goodbye to you guys officially, make sure you follow us on all the DSPs, man. We're talking Twitter. We're talking X, whichever one you want to call it. I don't know.
Insta.
The man there, Elon and that. You
know, yeah, no.
Instagram. We're on TikTok as well, at Bench Pod UK. On all socials as well. Also, man, we're on radio, man. Me and Bob are on the radio Sunday mornings. We're normally on the TikTok live. You catch us 11 to 1, 89.6 FM on your dials, man. Come tune in with the boys. We're going to be talking some more football. Going to bring that to the radio. And yeah, hopefully next season we'll try and upgrade it. We'll try to switch it up and try and add some more layers and just keep the content going and flowing, man. But yeah, from myself, Charles, and my boy T, we are over and out.
Benched, a 14HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.